Almighty Martrell will come and bring us the word of life.
We are living in a chaotic society, a society where the love for God has grown cold. Men become lovers of themselves, driven by inner urge to satisfy his own desires. Men go so far and beyond measure to appease his cravings. Being reduced to a reprobate mind, some men commit unnatural acts with other men. We are in a world today where cartoons are not cartoons anymore. Children are exploited and sold into sex slavery for the love of money. A money-driven society where there is no respect for authority, there is no respect for marriage, and there is no respect for God. A violent society where gun control is out of control. The title of this sermon tonight is "We Are Living in the Wilderness." In the book of Genesis, God heard the cry of Israel. He sent salvation through the hand by hand of Moses. Moses led Israel out of the bondage of Egypt through the Red Sea, baptized them unto Moses. By them going through the Red Sea, they were baptized unto Moses, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. And the Egyptians that pursued after them, they died in the water. Likewise, God heard our cry, and he sent salvation by the hand of Jesus. Jesus brought us out of the bondage of sin through water, baptizing us into his body, destroying sin in the water. Listen to this. Acts chapter 7, verse 38 reads, "Moses, that was in the church in the wilderness." Read that again. "Moses, that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us. Likewise, we are in the church of Christ," Matthew 16:18, "and we too are in the wilderness." Turn to Exodus chapter 32. Just to give you a little background while we're turning there, Exodus chapter 32, God had commanded Moses to come up unto the mountain so that he can give him the commandments. Exodus chapter 32. We'll pick up verse number 1. "And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from out of the mountain." See, the people saw that Moses was in the mountain for a long time, so they figured they had time. See, some of us, we feel like, you know, Jesus not coming back anytime soon. I got time. I still got time to play around. I'm young. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with doing a little dirt here and every now and then. Jesus is not coming back anytime soon. I'm a good person. You only live once, is what some people say. Let's keep reading. "Then the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us, well, we'll just stop there. Make us gods. So they had told Aaron to make us gods. So Aaron made gods. He made the golden calf. See, when Israel was in captivity, they picked up the sin of idolatry. See, and they brought it with them out of bondage. But let me ask you a question. What is that sin that you picked up from bondage and you can't put it down? Is it drinking? Is it smoking? Is it fornication? Is it idolatry? What consumes most of your time? What is the one sin that so easily besets you? What gets you excited? What is that one thing that causes you to dance in the wilderness? Let's keep reading. Make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has become of him. See, they became dissatisfied with their salvation, and they spoke against Moses. Do you know what Moses did for them? Moses, in your history lesson, was born of a Hebrew slave. Pharaoh had made a decree that all male children shall be put to death. So Moses' mother had put him in a basket, put him into the river. Pharaoh, his daughter, had sold the basket, and she drew it out. That's where the name Moses comes from, drawn out. She drew out the basket. So Moses, he was adopted into riches. But there was one day when Moses had saw his fellow brethren, a Hebrew slave, being beaten. And Moses, he went to the aid and he protected this slave. And he murdered the Egyptian. And it was that day that Moses decided to lay those riches aside that he might free his people from bondage. Likewise, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, in that he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that through his poverty we might be rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 9. See, but some of us forsake our salvation to dance and play in the wilderness. You position your life around worldly affairs. You make yourself companions of the world. You have this desire, this yearn for love in the wilderness. You seek loyalty, but there is no love in the wilderness. There is no loyalty in the wilderness. It's just lies. Are you tired of wandering in the wilderness? Aren't you tired? Does trouble seem to follow you everywhere you go? When you turn around, there's one thing. Then when you turn around again, there's another. Every time you turn around, it's another. Your life just gets worse and worse every day. Romans chapter 3, verse 16 said, destruction and misery are in your way, and the way of peace you will never know. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 19 says, the way of the slothful man is a path of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. See, the way of righteousness is plain. Let's go back to Exodus chapter 32, and let's read verse number 19. It says, and it came to pass as soon as he came near to the camp, that he saw the calf. And he started dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot. And he cast the tables out of his hand and broke them, the Ten Commandments, and broke them beneath the mountain. And he took the calf that they had made, and he burnt it with fire and ground it to powder and strode it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. See, Moses, he came down from the mount. He came down in a time where they did not expect. See, the day is coming where we will not have time. The day is coming where the tick on the clock will stop, and it will be too late. See, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burnt up. 2 Peter verse 3, chapter 3 and verse number 10. Matthew 24:44 said, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour that ye know not the Son of Man cometh. In flaming fire, take vengeance on them that know not God and that obey. This is the second part. Some that know not God, and taking vengeance on them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. See, when your desolation, when your fear come as desolation, and your destruction come as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come unto you, then you shall call unto God, but he will not answer. Then they shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Proverbs chapter 1. Verse number 27. I just have a quick question. Aren't you tired of wandering in the wilderness, though? Are you tired of wearing yourself thin out there? See, there is no hope out there. Every man for himself. Why you keep falling for Satan's devices, getting trapped up in his spider webs, getting trapped into his snares? Every man for himself out there. You keep falling for his mirages. See, there's nothing out there in the wilderness. It's deserted. You always will end up lost. Let's go to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verse number 11. Luke chapter 15, verse number 11. There was a certain man that had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that fall to me." And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Let me ask you a question. Have you gotten to the point right now while you are in the wilderness that you are in want? Are you looking for love? Where you have no friends? Your life has drastically changed in the last few years. And we can even see it. It's even showing on your face. The wilderness is wearing you thin. You are lost because you allowed the devil to sift you like wheat. Luke chapter 22, verse number 31. Let's go back to, let's pick back up with this son here. Verse number 15. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. This man pretty much giving him a job. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swines did eat, and no man gave unto him. Could you imagine that this royal son eating the meal of a pig? All he wanted to do was go out and have fun. He wanted to go out of where he belonged. He wanted to go out into the wilderness, so to speak, and spend money and party and have fun. But look at him now. It kind of reminds me of my favorite movie. Everybody know my favorite movie is The Lion King. Where Simba, he goes out, he wanders off into the wilderness. And he finds these two friends, Timon and Pumbaa. Now, he finds them kind of strange at first, but then as he hang around them more and more, they start to rub off on him. So Simba starts to dance like a pig. He starts to walk like a pig. He starts to eat the food of a pig, until one day his father had spoke to him. He said, "Simba, remember who you are. Remember who you are." Simba, he understood. He said, "You know, this is not my destiny here with these pigs. This is not my purpose in life." And Simba, he remembered who he was, and he went back to reign on his throne. Let's go back to verse number 17 with this son here. And when he had came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and I will go to my father. See, this son, he knew, he remembered the grace of his father. He remembered the substance that his servants had. They had more than what he was having at the time. So he humbled himself. And he went back home. He knew his purpose was not to be in the wilderness. But let me ask you a question. Do you know who you are? If you know who you are, then why are you eating the filth of a pig? Why are you eating the filth of the world? You are a child of God. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Jesus Christ. Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32. Let's pick up with verse number 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the lower side? Let him come unto me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. I have a question for you tonight. Who is on the lower side? Save yourself from this untoward generation. Wherefore, come out from amongst them and be ye separate, said the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 17. See, right now, it's time to get serious in this dying and dark world. It's time to decide today who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve Christ? Well, serve him wholeheartedly. Are you going to serve Satan? Well, serve him wholeheartedly. Don't be a hypocrite. Serve somebody. Because no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and he will love the other, or he will despise the one and he will cling to the other, or he will hold to the other. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 24. But today, if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation. But who were they that, when they had heard, did provoke? Were they not all indeed who came out of Egypt under Moses? And with whom was he angry for 40 years of wandering? Was it not with those who sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swore he that they should never enter into his rest? It was them that believed not. See, we see that they could not enter into his rest because of unbelief. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 15 and following. When the people came out of Egyptian bondage, there were only two people that was in Egypt, came into the wilderness, that survived and went into the promised land. It was Joshua and Caleb. And it was all due to them and their belief. They believed. Take heed, brother, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. What do you mean? In departing from the living God. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 12. Will you survive the wilderness? We are living in an untoward generation where you turn the TV on, you will see what the world is about. We living in a time today where it's a shame to even think about what our children are engaging in when they listen to the radio. Save yourself from this untoward generation. We are heading into a time where doomsday. It is creeping into the churches. We're growing, our children are growing up not understanding what the Bible is in the household, how a Bible is supposed to be read. Will you make it to the promised land? Will you? Well, make sure you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Believe like Joshua and Caleb. Repent, which means U-turn. Change your direction in this life. Confess that you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Because there were many men that confessed, that believed. You got to do more than that. See, there were many that believed, but they were too ashamed to confess. At school or at work. Even in the Bible days, in John chapter 12, verse number 42, they were too ashamed to confess. Are you too ashamed to confess that you believe in Jesus? And be baptized into the church of Christ. And be faithful in this wilderness. And you will make it into the promised land. Jesus promised, "Say, I go to a prayer place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself. Come out from amongst them while together we stand and sing."